Why should the brother have to pay for the lacking of the other brother? Guys, welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about entertainment and our daily lives, brought to you as a comedy, as a day-by-day comedy. Can't believe I just messed that up doing it so many times.
It's a day-by-day comedy.
Yep.
There's a day-by-day comedy. There's a fruit fly in here, and it's going great.
Yep. It's been quite a week, you know.
I mean, for you, it's been a week. For me, it's been quite a week. For me, it's been super slow.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not really. Because of what we talked about last week, I've been doing my due diligence, getting stuff done.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, it's been interesting. I was going to ask you how work is, but you can't talk about that. But
I mean, I kind of can.
I mean, far from the stuff we can't talk about, things have been interesting. And then meanwhile, parts of Canada are on fire.
Yeah. So recently, for those of you who don't know, there's been fires in Canada, and we've been hit pretty hard from Quebec.
With the smoke.
Oh, with the smoke of the forests. It's been interesting because yesterday, Ottawa was covered in a fog.
Yeah, smoke.
Of smoke.
Fog of smoke?
Yeah, fog of smoke.
It's just smoke.
A fog of smoke.
Fog implies a cloud came down, but there was no cloud. It was just smoke.
Let me give you the definition of fog.
Okay, whoa. Okay, well, I don't need the definition. Anyway, move on.
We are committing.
Yeah, he's committing to this unnecessary moment right here.
What is fog? A gaseous formation.
Okay, which is usually a cloud.
When water,
I
just wanted to know what it was.
All right, properly. Well, I'm glad to know that geography wasn't wasted on me.
Geography?
Yeah, did you learn about weather and geography?
No, you learn about it in science class.
You learn about weather and geography?
No.
You learn about weather and geography?
Not me.
I did. Anyway, moving on. What was I going to say? There was something I wanted to say that was kind of important. All right, no, okay, so we have... you know, we got hit by pretty crazy outs.
Yeah.
But the pictures coming out of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Like the city of New York, that's crazy.
Yep.
People are comparing it to Blade Runner. Have you seen those? Like,
no, I haven't.
Okay, so Blade Runner 2049, they have like shot by shot, like how they show the landscape, like, you know, like all the pollution stuff. You can barely make out the buildings. It's all, and they cut to like New York City and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're like, this ain't no filter. This is real life. This is crazy. And then meanwhile, someone's like, what is it here? There's like a bunch of like teenagers posting on like their TikToks how like who summoned the Tsukuyomi because like the sun looked red for a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of the it's crazy. It's honestly crazy.
For those
crazy.
Of you who don't know what Tsukuyomi is, it's an anime reference.
To Naruto. If you don't know what that is, Google it.
I mean,
sure. You've been living under a rock for the last 10 years. Google.
okay, come on.
If you're living under a rock.
No.
If you've been living in a bunker, maybe. Anyway, moving on. What was I going to say? Right, so, and then recently, actually today, they were saying how one of the worst clouds of smoke is heading towards Toronto. And they say tomorrow, it's going to be so bad. Like, we won't be able to breathe outside.
Well, get ready, Toronto. It's coming to you.
For those who don't know, we're recording Thursday, and I'm referring to Friday.
Yeah.
So the day this goes up, it's already happened.
Well, America.
You guys already went through it, so let us know in the comments.
Not went through it, they'd be going through it.
If you're going through it, you know, if you're locked in.
Well, America.
Or locked out.
Welcome
to
my world.
You should be locked in, not locked out.
Don't be locked out. That would suck.
That would be unfortunate.
If you haven't been a smoker recently, you will be. No, I'm kidding.
There's this girl on.
No, I will give you this though. It smells nice.
Oh, it smells like cabin fire.
It smells like a camping fire. If you don't like that smell, then I guess it's not really great for you.
Even Casey Neistat dropped a video about it. It was.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's jumping on the bat, but I think this girl, who was in New York, she's a. she's like a model or something. She was like, I was in Dubai for one of like the worst sandstorms or whatever that got hit in like, I can't remember what year it was. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, then I was in Japan for the previous Olympics when like they had like the horrible like smog problem they were having that they fixed. And she's like, meanwhile in New York, this is nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been through it.
Through everything at that point.
Like, this, my lungs can take it. Like, yep. if anything happens, my lungs can handle this. But yeah. It's just interesting to see how. And then, have you seen those videos of like people in New York complaining about it? You know, with that thick accent from New York, they're complaining about like how, like, what did you. There's this TikTok that's been going around of this guy complaining about it.
Yeah.
And the number one comment at the top, which I think is just great, is, and I don't know if this has happened yet, but this is what the comment said when the video came out. The guy basically says how, like, how did Canada let this fire get to this point?
Yeah.
Like, right? And then some Canadian guy, his like, profile photo is literally the Canadian flag. And he goes, I don't know, how did you let California happen?
Ouch.
And then he's like, and last I checked, we sent firefighters to help you guys.
Where's our firefighters,
man? I was like, dang, this guy just like roasted him. Like, this guy just like calling him out.
Come
like,
on, US.
You can't even, like, I was like, this is crazy. This Canadian guy clapped back.
Weren't the states supposed to be united?
Apparently, I don't know if this is true. But I think in some place, firefighters from South Africa have arrived.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why specifically South Africa, but it's happened.
Because, you know, they're crazy about their fire.
You know, really, they love their fire, you know. I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was a TikTok I saw.
Yeah.
Or how, like, something like 200 arrived or something like that. And I was like, 200 firefighters? Like, what's going on in South Africa? I'm like,
why'd they got a fleet?
No, what's going on in South Africa right now that they can spare 200 firefighters? You see what I'm saying?
I think they're just bored.
But don't they have a drought issue there? Like, isn't that more dangerous to take away a resource that may actually happen?
Well, sending firefighters doesn't mean you're sending the water.
Well, no, because they have a drought. I'm just saying, if, you know, worse comes to worse, you know.
Something starts a fire.
You know, on their side.
And we have 200 of them.
Yeah, we have them here.
We have their fleet.
Yeah, we have their fleet here instead of being over there.
Well, I guess this is just a representation of how strong they are with their firemen.
I don't know, but
just saying.
Okay, look, the fire on the other side of Canada.
Uh huh.
I can't remember where it is. Where is that fire?
I love how you look at me like you think I know.
Because you should.
But I'm gonna be really honest with you. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, do you know how that fire started?
No.
Okay, so they were doing this like convention for female firefighters.
Are you telling me the firefighters are the ones who are bringing themselves like a
okay,
bro,
okay,
right
so let me
now.
Finish. Okay, so they're doing this convention for female firefighters, okay, and they were gonna do a controlled burn.
Okay.
At the thing.
A controlled burn.
A controlled burn.
Flipping light at like a match.
Okay,
and
so
then you're
bro,
done.
So here's what happened. Okay, it happened, and then it got out of control.
So it wasn't controlled.
I mean, they said it was controlled, but it clearly wasn't.
They lied.
I mean,
we're going to start a controlled fire.
Okay, so.
Well, the forest is burning now. I don't know how this happened. We said the word controlled.
So this is what happened, and that's how that fire started.
Wow. And the one on our side?
Yeah, the one on the other side, yes.
No, and the one on our side?
On our side, that's apparently parts of the forest caught fire due to, like, just like their natural wildfire that just kind of like happened. And the problem is
there was some weird looking groundhog smacking rocks together.
No, the problem it's a beaver.
You could see it too. And then so that's it.
It was a raccoon.
It was over.
It was a raccoon.
Yeah.
He found a magnifying glass. No.
He was like, what is this thing?
He held it up
lit
to the
sun. Lit
himself
on fire, walked through dry grass, and that was it.
No, but then the problem is it's been reaching like towns and stuff.
Yeah.
And when it hits a town, the problem is, you know, if it hits a house and there's like gas in the house, and they got a gas stove that just, you know, adds fuel to the fire and just kind of goes from there, right? So
how fun
it gets kind of it gets pretty crazy. But yeah, as far as I'm aware, that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to all the people who are being affected by this right now. It sucks. And Canada really needs to step up their game. That's all that can be said, considering where all our funding's going.
Where are you, Trudeau?
Where are you at,
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, it's gotten bad. But we definitely have, I like to think that it will get under control. It has to, because, you know, don't cross your fingers like that. This isn't a question of if, it's more like when. It's when this will get under control that, you know, Canada's working on.
When they get the funding.
I'm sure the funding is already on its way.
When they get the funding.
I'm sure the funding's on its way.
When they get the funding.
Okay, bro. Well, you know, we got the
ocean. That's a call out to the misuse of our funding.
Where'd all our money go?
I feel like we should have a reserve for these types of things.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Is there?
I
don't see this funding. I don't feel like there should be like a 13 process approve on. Well, you know, people are losing houses. You know, or making more.
That's pollution. What insurance is there for.
You serious right now?
I mean, I hope
I don't need insurance. An opposition right now.
I'm just saying. I hope
I they need got somebody insurance. To support me.
No, because if they got insurance on the house and the house burns down, that's definitely covered under insurance.
Okay.
And it's not like the insurance can deny it either, because the insurance, like if
but that's not even the point.
Look, if the insurance denies the claim, that's crazy, because like it's blasted on national television. Not even it's like international television. Okay,
but that's not the point. The point is it should have never burned down to begin with.
Right, of course.
Because everything, okay, great, you gave me money.
Yeah.
But all those memories in my house are gone.
Sure, yeah, of course.
All my personal belongings are gone.
You have personal belongings?
No, I'm talking in the perspective. I'm going to.
Right, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to give a perspective.
Yeah, and the perspective no one's going to like care about.
Of course, but I.
Well, care about, but not really.
I mean, but the insurance.
Because preventative measures.
It's like how. Okay, come so before I didn't that. I didn't know this. If you.
Should have come
before. Okay, look, imagine this, okay? I didn't know this. If you have your house insured, and say your laptop breaks.
Okay.
And you're in the house when it happens.
Okay.
You can get a new laptop on your insurance.
Okay.
Like, if your stuff inside the house is insured, you can, like, they will cover you for, and I know you can insure the stuff inside your house.
So you're telling me if I whack myself.
Okay, well, there's a difference.
Okay, if I whack the TV.
Yeah.
And I don't got company insurance on that TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more like warranty on that TV.
Right.
I can be like, insurance, this happened to my TV.
And they'll probably write you a check for like $200 and that'll be it.
Oh, that's not even.
But
they paid the tax.
But you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it also depends on how old your TV is, right? Like, if it's a 10-year-old TV, they're going to be like, that thing should have died out years
ago. Just got it last year.
Okay, look, listen to this. So, when we were in programming, right?
When I
was in programming.
You're welcome.
Because he knows how to code.
Helping your servers, no, listen, helping okay, your
this
network.
Is pretty funny. This is pretty funny, okay?
Uh-huh.
So when we were in programming.
We?
When I.
You can't. Sorry. When we were when in
I,
programming.
When I feel the need to include you.
This is crazy.
Okay, so when we were in radio. No. when I was in programming, right? And you were in school. That's what I meant to say.
Just kept tripping when up. We were programming.
When we were in college together.
I was
together.
Fixing those networks, bro. Let me tell you. When that server crashed, I was right there.
I'm sure. What was I saying? No, so when we were in college together.
Uh-huh.
Did
you just say when we were in college together?
Yeah, we were in college together. You were in college and I was in college at the same time. You were in pre-health and I was in programming.
Oh! Okay.
Make sense?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so when we got, remember we got the screens and then the screens were damaged?
Yes.
And then we went to go get new screens?
Yes.
Okay, so I was telling somebody about this and he goes, how does that happen to a screen? And I go, I mean, it came like that. He goes, dude, the 4K monitor I got in front of me right now, I've had it for like 5 years. It doesn't even have a dead pixel. I'm like, that's great. That's real cool. That's real exciting. And he goes, anyway, and then like a week goes by and we got the new ones, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, there's like a little dead pixel in it.
Yeah.
Sucks. And he goes, dude, how does this keep, like, how does this stuff keep falling apart?
Yeah.
And as we were talking, I was, at the time I was upstairs and had my laptop plugged in. And the connection cuts because my laptop dies. So I forgot to charge it.
Yeah.
And then he, the guy's like, literally, as soon as you, like, left the call, we were all like, oh, his laptop just died. Like, oh. Like a chain. Like,
yeah.
It's like, first the screen, now the laptop. He's like, there goes his phone.
Oh, no.
It's like, it was pretty funny, but he made fun of me for that. But it's interesting. Some people, like, some of their stuff just lasts forever.
Yeah. I kind of want to sell these screens.
I don't know about that, but sure.
I want to sell these screens and get, like, better ones.
Okay.
Just like ones that...
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back. For those who are wondering why we're laughing, that's you may never know the real truth.
I don't know.
What was I saying? Okay.
Monitor's gone.
Taking a shift here.
Oh!
We're gonna jump topics.
Are we pivoting?
We're pivot.
Are we putting it on the diagonal plane?
Sure. Okay. We'll just rotate the footage.
We should like slightly tilt the camera the entire time.
No way.
Just on purpose.
Sucks. That's anyway.
Just to annoy everybody.
If you're realizing it now, the footage is tilted. I'm glad you're realizing it now because I just realized it too.
We're just that good.
What was I saying?
Yeah.
What do I want to talk about again?
You wanted to pivot.
Yeah, I know, to a different... Okay, so we've been talking about anime.
Anima.
I want to talk about anime, okay. And here's the reason why. Okay, so recently a friend of yours came over.
Okay.
And he was asking how many animes we're watching, right?
Watching 11.
Okay, currently we're... Okay, so last night.
Last night.
No, or the night before. I don't know. When did he come over again? I don't even know when
he came over. The night before.
So the night before, I don't know what day it is anymore. It's just so many stuff going on. Anyway, so
over yesterday.
Okay. Over yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought too deep into that. Sorry.
You're like over yesterday. I was like,
what's going on?
It's like how over moral.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would be Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, getting over that.
No, I feel like I just blew some people's minds on the other side. They're like, there's a word for that.
Anyway, moving onward.
Onward? Like over?
Just let it die, bro. Let it
no,
die.
No, I gotta keep this going. Oh, I'm on like, a roll.
Okay, anyway.
Like, so over so, a roll? Oh! There's another! Oh, it's okay. Just too good. It just okay. Doesn't stop.
Okay, so anyway, so we were counting. He's like, asking, so how many, what anime are you guys watching?
Uh-huh.
And we, like, named off 10. They're like, bro, how do we have time to watch all this? And then
that's
today,
why they're week to week.
No, I know. And then and then today, we start a new anime.
Yeah, so now we're watching 11 anime. But we only watch one episode. That's the problem.
Yeah, so, like, it's one episode a week because we watch them live. We don't wait for it to end to binge. We used to do that, but honestly, like, it's hard to binge now. No, it's hard to binge now because we don't have that much time anymore.
Not even that. Just open up social media. You spoil everything.
Yeah. So now we just watch everything week to week. And I mean, I don't mind it, but it's interesting to think about because of all the other shows we're also watching with our fam.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just like so many things compounded on top.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that we're all, like, I feel like we're consuming so much media nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, we're consuming, like, the anime, then we're consuming, like, normal TV shows, and then we have, like, film, which, mind you, we're going to the movies on Sunday, which is just...
Yeah,
just, like...
Next week...
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about what went down.
All right. Also, the day you're listening to this, the new... Actually, no, we can talk about that, like... The new Fortnite season dropped.
Okay.
We have nothing. We
have nothing to say about it.
Because we haven't.
Because we've yet to see it.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So yesterday, on Wednesday of this week, when you're
on a Wednesday?
Yes. The new Minecraft. Wednesday? The new Minecraft update came out.
Okay. I know nothing about this.
You know nothing about. Okay. So they've added a bookshelf that you can put books in that okay. Also triggers redstone. So people are like making cool doors with it. So, like, you put a book in, it'll trigger the door to open.
Trigger the door.
Yeah. They've also created, like, a sound wave, shock wave, like, wireless redstone thingy. I haven't really read up on it, so I don't actually know how it works yet. I'll probably just watch like one of Mumble's.
Minecraft's gone wireless.
Yeah, I'll probably just like watch one of Mumble's videos.
Oh my goodness! Wait a minute. Does that mean Minecraft's gone digital?
Sure. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, not really, but sure. I mean, it's because like there's like a limited amount of distance. Like, anyway, that's not the point. Anyway, moving on. They added cherry.
Can you bounce off bounce?
Okay, so they added cherry.
Can you reflect?
I don't know. I haven't read any of this stuff. Like, I haven't read any of the like.
Can you power up the signal?
Can I get to the point?
Can I receive a phone call?
No, it's not gonna happen. Anyway, so they added camels, which apparently, if you're on top of, you can't be attacked by mobs.
A camel.
Yeah, if you're sitting on top of a camel.
They brought you to a camel.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got like this cool little like dash thing where you can like jump over like large areas.
So it's like having a jump potion.
No, not really. It's like a little dash jump thing. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. And then they've added
leap?
They've added cherry wood and bamboo wood.
Okay.
And the bamboo wood is a very big like thing right now because you can automate bamboo mining.
Okay.
Like you can collect absorbent some, like I have like 4 double chests just full of bamboo.
Yeah.
And I can now turn it into like normal wood.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, like it's not just sticks anymore. I can make, you know, I can make planks out of it. I can, you know, like all this other stuff. And I can turn it into like a log form, so I can turn it into coal and so forth and so on. Right. So like all of this is like compound, and it's pretty cool because now I've basically made infinite fuel.
Okay.
Like because I was just like, you know, mining. But one thing that they did do is they made it super hard to get netherite armor.
Okay.
Like, now you need, like, double the amount of diamonds to get netherite armor.
Okay.
And they've added, like, armor trims and stuff like that, which I'm sure you've seen that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I've kind of been, like, messing around with it.
Okay.
Checking stuff out, you know.
Are we going to get a new video?
I don't know yet. I should probably do it. You're right. I haven't done a video in like a month.
Are we going to get a new video? We've been waiting.
You've been waiting.
We've been waiting.
I don't know if I'll drop a new video or not. I definitely should though. Yeah.
I don't know what you were looking at. It's freaking me out.
No, it's because like maybe next week I'll do a video. I don't know yet. I've been kind of bit. Like, honestly, I feel like I should just wrap up the series.
The series?
Yeah, it's like 26 something. I don't know how many
episodes. We should do a series together.
I should wrap it up. And then I'll just start. If I wrap it up, my YouTube channel will just become a dump of whatever. I'm like, cause like I not just Minecraft videos anymore. Like I have like so many random ideas sometimes.
Yeah.
Like especially
you could turn it into an update for your book.
I mean, I could do that, but like at the
you know what you could do?
What?
You could do a build.
Yeah.
And as you do the build, you do a voiceover, explaining what you're doing to the book.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Okay. I mean, there's
that
like,
gets views on TikTok. Bro, people love storytelling.
I know, I'm aware, but there's like
so
a lot.
So look, listen. So if you write a little anthology.
Oh no.
Okay. You write
anthology.
You write a little anthology. Okay.
Yeah.
Related to one of the characters.
Right.
To get the excitement about that character.
Sure.
You know. Boom. Content.
Okay.
And now people are like intrigued.
Okay, so
want to see it.
All right. So, you know how every
I don't know how.
Okay, so you know how every book like the main character is like a loner, a loser, like a nobody.
Okay, whoa. Don't say that about Frodo. He had friends.
Two of them are his cousins.
That's tough.
And the other one was his gardener. Don't start with me. That's just reality.
He has friends.
You know, his only real friend in the entire series is literally Gandalf.
Are you saying...
And Aragorn. I mean, Aragorn qualifies too.
Are you saying Gimli is not a good friend?
I mean, Gimli acknowledges him, like, I think, like, for, like, 8 times in the entire thing.
Are you saying...
Legolas...
I'm not even gonna say Legolas.
Only talks to him once, and he
in
says...
In the movies.
Yeah, and he's like, you'll have my bow, and that's it. That's the only interaction between him and Frodo. Just the whole trilogy. Never again.
I gotta watch that movie again. Like, maybe I can disprove it.
I'm serious. Like, this is crazy. Anyway, but, I mean, it's because there's a lot of characters and stuff. You gotta keep going, right? But...
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. If you write an anthology, because an anthology doesn't have to be that long. It can be like a page.
Okay, look, what I was getting at.
And that's a TikTok right there. I'll edit it for you.
Look, what I was...
I'll do it.
I volunteer.
That's tribute. No, okay, so look, here's the thing. So I've definitely thought about, okay, so I'm 20 chapters in. I was telling you this.
You could grab a chapter.
Can I finish?
And turn that into an app. No, because then you give away the whole book.
Right, so can I finish? So uh-huh. I'm 20 chapters in, and I literally listened to like 45, not even like 5 minutes. I was going to say 45, but that's not true. It was like 5 minutes of an audiobook. And the way that the writer is describing certain things in like the omnipresent voiceover, because you know what I mean, right? Like, so the narrator is omnipresent, so he knows everything already, right? And
does he ever give a sarcastic comment?
No, it's not. It's just like,
because he's narrating.
It's just narrating, like, you know, he walked over there, picked up whatever.
Oh, okay, so he's what's it called?
But like, say like the character does something, the voice will explain why.
Okay.
Right, like it's not like you're not in the
his
you're not
curious
in the
mind did not let him do that because of this.
Yeah, you right, like you're not in the character's thought.
Yeah.
But sometimes the book will be like, you know, like the narrator will be like, "This happened, and he thought this."
Would you ever turn your book into an audiobook?
I mean, sure, why not?
I know all the people.
I don't mind turning it into.
Then I could do it for free.
I mean, sure, I guess, if you guys want to tackle it. I mean, I don't mind.
It'd be fun.
I mean, I guess.
Get everybody in the booth?
Yeah.
Get them to scream and shout and let it all out?
Usually the narrator says, and he screamed, but he charged it. Like, I use the word charged.
No, because like, we're going to make it like a TV show in your mind.
Like, sometimes it's hard to just, you know, like when, like, you know, when you're angry.
Uh-huh.
And you make that sound like that.
A grunt?
Yeah, a grunt, but like it's more aggressive than a grunt.
Uh-huh.
A lot of writers will...
A growl?
Yeah, that's what they write. They'll write like a growl. But then I feel like if you say growl, it's like, what is he, a dog? Like, what is this? Like,
okay, whoa. Okay. In the context of a book, it's fine to put it.
Of course, I know.
Because the preface, right?
Right.
The context.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. It just feels weird. It also doesn't help that one of my main characters is like part dog. So like,
oh, okay. So then maybe...
It seems a little weird, you know?
Because then when it's actually growl, it's a roar.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I know there's a lion character, so I can't do that. It's very complicated.
You're saying wolves can't roar?
They howl.
Ooh, they howl. But roaring and howling is different.
I'm aware.
And it's also purring.
Okay, look, I'm not getting into that. It's just, it gets very...
Well, let's get into the logistics of this.
Bro, but you understand...
There's different sounds look, people can make.
But you understand what I'm getting at, right? Like, it gets very complicated very quickly.
Okay.
And so...
Like, describe anger to me.
Oh, my goodness, this kid.
Like, a fire festered deep within.
I just usually say, like, a rage.
His face turned into a tomato.
I usually use, like, other words.
Uh-huh.
Like, I won't use, like, the overarching. Like, if I'm trying to describe sadness,
uh-huh.
I'll be like, there was, like, you know, like, the
A melancholy
sorrow.
Hit the no. air.
I'll use the word sorrow. Or, you know, like, I won't use the actual word.
I love how I go completely the other way. A melancholy hit the air.
Like, it's just like, it's just not worth it, right? So there's often, like, if and if I'm explaining happiness, I'll obviously say a sense of joy or whatever it may be, right?
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting to have to...
Describe emotion?
Yeah, but also describing the opposite gender.
Okay.
Because, like, getting into the mind of the female is already hard enough as a human.
Oh, it's easy.
No, but here's the thing. Okay, look.
Step one, get a female.
Step two,
interview that female.
No, here's the thing, right? So, like, the other thing, too, is I'm trying very, like, I don't want it to be, like, cliche or, like, weak, defenseless, helpless, you know, like.
Who said women were weak?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying often in writing and in literature, women are portrayed like that. And the last, I want to say in the last 15 years,
uh-huh.
there's been a big shift to empower women.
Okay.
Right? So, I'm trying very hard to do that as well, right? You know, empower women in the same way, right? Trying uh-huh. to, and not to say that, like,
easy. You know what? You know how to fix that?
Yeah.
It's one little thing that Fairy Tale executed perfectly.
Yeah.
You just add one super strong woman.
Urza.
Yeah. Okay. And then you don't have to really worry about it because the representation of strong women is already there.
I mean, Juvia is like that too.
Yeah. But she's a good balance
right.
of the in between.
Right. Anyway, so right, that's what I want. I want the in between.
Yeah, you want.
I don't want like a super, like super, like I'm.
No,
like,
I know, but like
basically
if you just
a dude.
Insert here.
No, I know,
strong
but what I'm getting at is like I don't want like basically dude. You know,
Are you calling Urza a dude?
I mean, Urza.
If you don't know what Fairy Tail is, that's an anime for reference.
What I'm getting at is, like, I want that in between. Like, I want the character to, like, have her cute and girly moments, but I also want her to be, like, a fierce warrior. Right? So, like...
Urza!
Again.
Urza! With that flipping dude with the blue hair!
Jalal!
Never mind.
Dude with the blue hair. Okay, so that's what I was getting at, right? So, anyway, that's what I'm trying to do, and I have, like, six... core female characters. Seven, realistically.
See, the thing is, like, you can have a strong woman, just have an even stronger man to make her feel the need to be feminine.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, anyway, getting to the point.
You didn't think about that one, did you? That was a good one.
I mean, I guess, but at the same time, like, so, right. So, that's the thing, right? Like, playing with those sorts of... Because those are, like, societal things, right? Like, so, having...
So, basically, what you're telling me is you want every woman in your book to be, like, an elf.
To be like a what?
An elf. Because they're strong, but yet feminine.
Okay, sure. They're
beautiful.
I mean, they can be average. They don't have to be beautiful. I mean...
When's the last time you've seen an ugly elf?
Never, but they don't have to be elves. None of my characters are elves.
I know, but you know what I mean, though? I mean,
there's a section of the book, but like that's later.
Okay, but still.
But no, I know.
You want them to have the personality of an elf.
Right, sure, okay. I mean, I guess, but...
Not everyone has to have grace. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Like, one of them's a servant girl.
Okay, servant girls can have grace.
That's not what I'm saying.
Have you never seen the upcoming of a maid turned princess? You never seen Cinderella,
she's
bro?
She's, like, one of the main core characters. Like, obviously, there's a lot that's going on, and, like, her memory's been wiped, and... It's a whole thing. It's very complicated and very it's very complicated and very confusing, and I don't know, man.
Describe,
like,
confusion.
It's just so
I'm at a loss.
No, honestly, bro, like, it's, you know, like when you realize how complex some of your social friend groups are.
Oh,
and you're like, this is crazy.
No,
like,
it's not. No, it's not. You know why?
Why?
I'm a visual learner. Everything's like a web.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, for me, what I'm like with my friends and like we're like in a group setting and there's a lot of us and we're hanging out and, you know, it's great, good times. And then someone will comment like, why are you always like that? And then like he'll call him out.
Like
for,
what?
Like, no, like say you do something.
Okay.
And then like he calls you out for like you always say that or you always do that or, you know, whatever. And then he'll call the other person out and this conveys like a chain of everybody just calling each other out on like their flaws or whatever.
Yeah.
And then realize how convoluted this entire friendship is and it's hanging on by like a little thread.
Yeah.
I'm trying to create that without being a part of it.
Okay.
Like, it's very complicated.
Okay.
It's also kind of interesting because like my main character isn't the hero type, but he's forced into it.
Every anime of reincarnated, I'm not the superhero type, but here you go.
I mean, in the sense of like, it's not about like a sense of duty.
The shield hero.
No, it's not. It's not about that. Like, look. So it's not about like a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility. It's not about doing about what's right. It's just doing it, like doing it because you like kind. You kind of have to. You know, like you know when you
because
have to,
you'll die.
No. It's more like, how do I put it? It's more like
there's no one else to do it, so I have to do it.
Right. Like that. That's kind of like the idea.
Okay.
But all his friends are there to support him through it all.
Okay, well, if they're there to support him, why not them do it?
Because they can't.
Because?
Well, that's spoiling too much, bro. I can't tell you why.
Oh, you see what he did there, guys?
I can't tell you why. Stay tuned. I can't tell you why. There's a lot of, like, you know, it's like under the rocks. Right?
Yeah.
No, so I can't do that. But that's obviously, like, that's like half the hook of the book.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely a lot of stuff, right, going on, and it's very hard. I hadn't realized how difficult world building was up until this moment.
Oh, have you built a map yet?
No.
You should probably do that.
I'm gonna need like 12 different maps, bro.
No. This is why I'm suggesting you should build a map, because if you don't make a map, and you say one place from another place, and then you're 15 chapters later, and then you say it was near this place, what in reality? It's not.
Okay, so
you're gonna mess yourself up.
Okay, so look, so
you know what how people say that you should design your maps?
Yeah,
they say to grab four pieces of paper.
Yeah,
and throw rice on it. And then the big clusters are the main map. And then all the little pieces of rice that are on the sides are islands. So that way you can build your map properly. And then just create a few crevices because sometimes it's rivers and streams.
Okay, so look, so...
And then you trace it, and then you spread it out.
So one of the characters
yeah.
is based in the past. And I don't know if it's spoiling too much, but it's really not. It's based in the time of King Arthur.
Okay.
It's not spoiling
too much.
That's not spoiling anything.
That's it. I'm done. I can't read the book. I know the whole premise.
That's not spoiling anything.
Okay.
Like, literally, Arthur has nothing to do with it. It's just in that time period. Like, that's what's important. Anyway, so I had to, like, pull up. I was trying to, like, name areas because...
Of Camelot?
Of Camelot, right. So Camelot is the fictitious country that King Arthur ruled over. So I'm looking for, like, maps of it and, like, the wellest... They already have, like, a standard issue Camelot map.
Is that legal?
Yes, because it's so old, bro. It's entered open, like, open...
Well, I don't know. Someone could have renewed it.
Like, lifetime. Like, a lifetime. They've been dead since, like, having, like, 19... No, what is it? Like
19?
No, in the 1500... No, not even the 15... Like, it's like... I don't even know what year it was. It's like the 1200s.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's done his research.
It's like the 1200s. It's the
1200s.
1200s.
Okay.
So, 1300s. It's definitely past, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's open source now. It's, like, okay. Free game, right? So
yeah, so no 1,000-year signed contracts at all.
No one does it. Anyway, so can I get to the point? So okay, yes. So I'm looking at this map right of Camelot, and I'm looking at all the like little town names,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, that's the one. Like, because little, I don't know, something about like the way a town, the name of the town sounds.
Yeah,
that just like works. Also because the character at the time is traveling north.
Mm.
I had to like I was looking for like towns in the north of Camelot, right? So like because mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, create like an area, right? And like because you're going north, I'm like, if someone were to pick up, if someone were to Google Camelot, mm. they got the same map I got.
Yeah,
it's like that first one on Google, and you saw where the town is,
mm-hmm.
you'd be like, oh my god, that's like it's like right like it's right on point.
Okay. Yeah.
So like that's the thing. I'm trying to keep it within like realism, but also not within realism because
yeah, Camelot's I know. That's why I'm saying. If you just grab the map, right?
Yeah.
And put your bed of rice, you trace the points of which you've already talked about.
Yeah.
And then boom. Smack it.
Yeah, I know. I have to do that for the main character because yeah. it's gonna get very convoluted if I don't.
Yeah. So here's my recommendation. We got rice.
Okay.
We got a YouTube channel. Watch a 12-hour stream. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa. That's not I need an artist to do this for me.
Not even.
I want
no.
it to look pretty.
Okay, that comes after, though.
Yeah.
You need a vague map right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. Here's a circle.
Okay, whoa. That's way too vague. No, you still need to have, like, some form of structure.
I'm gonna drawing
in of the mountains and stuff?
Look. I'm gonna draw a circle, and I'm gonna draw little squares.
No. No. Don't do that.
It'll be a squared circle.
No, I'm gonna hurt you.
Anyway, I think, guys. How do we keep talking about my book every since I started writing? This is all we talk about.
It's because it's the most interesting thing about our lives right
oh
now.
Oh my goodness! Like,
and it's not even a part of my life. It's more of your life.
I know, but you keep bringing it back.
Well, it's because I'm curious. The people have to know.
Okay, sure.
I'm being the voice of the people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Why should the brother have to pay for the lacking of the other brother? You know what I mean?
Look, anyways. Okay, look. I said I'd update every 2 weeks, and we've updated like 3 weeks in a row now.
Okay, guys, stay tuned for next week where we talk about Agent's book. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Leave everything's always in the description.
Literally, last episode was called Agent's Writing a Book.
Agent's Writing a Book Part 2?
No, we're not doing this.
Okay, fine. Agent has written a portion of the book.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
how many chapters are you in?
20.
20? Boom. He's a quarter, not even a quarter of the way.
I mean...
How many chapters did we establish?
I was thinking, so we wanted to do a bit where I do 52 chapters.
Oh, yeah.
Because the podcast has 52 episodes.
We have
52 episodes a season. So that was like the running bit. But realistically, where the main character is and where he needs to get, I think I need like another 40.
Another 40?
Yeah.
On top of the 52.
No, no, no. From where I am now. So it'll be like 60.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Can it be 60? No. 62? Can it be 63?
Why 63?
Why not?
I mean,
because if you divide 6 in half, it causes 3.
Okay.
So 6 and 3.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Now let me pull something out of nowhere and turn it into something.
Okay.
Watch this. It's a cool ability that I've passed down through no generations because I don't have kids yet.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So 6 and 3.
Yeah.
6 and 3. 6, you divide by 2, right? Yeah. It gives you 3.
Yeah.
And then you grab 3, you plus it by 2, it gives you 6. Where are we at? 6 and
no,
3.
No, no. Nothing's ever. If you add 3 plus 2, that's 5.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, I messed up. Rewind that part. No, I'm kidding. No, wait, don't rewind that because then you'd be replaying my mistake. Okay, so no. And then you do 3 plus 3, that's 6. That's back to where we are. And then in reality, if you add that 6 to the 6, then it's just 66. So maybe you should write 66 chapters. You know why? Because if you do 6 plus 6, it's actually 12. And then if you add that 12 to the 66, you got...
72.
Yeah.
To the 60.
Yeah. Yeah, so in reality, you should do 72.
If I add 6 to 62, that's 72.
Yeah, you should do 72 chapters.
Okay, you know what?
But you know why you do 72 chapters?
Why?
Because 7 is the perfect number, and then 2 is the number that can be divided equally, so you're an even number without being an even number because you have both the even number and the odd number, which means that no matter who you talk to, it's a good number.
Okay, if I did 52, it would be the same thing. It'd be an odd number and it...
I'm glad you came to the conclusion I was getting to. Maybe you should just write 52 chapters.
It's going to be some long chapters.
Just make long chapters.
Anyway, I need you to wrap up.
All right, guys. Hopefully, you guys have enjoyed that. I don't know what that was. But hopefully, you guys enjoyed. Make sure to click that subscribe button. Hit that bell notification. Make sure to also hit that like button. You know, share with everybody. Your chinchilla, your grandmother, your chicken. I don't care who you share with. Share with everybody and everything. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.